on page 115. We began this maimer last week. There are three levels of galus. So far we spoke about the two levels of galus. The first is galus biyad acherim. Doesn't mean necessarily to be in physical galus, of course that's the most obvious, but galus biyad acherim means that a person is not b'reshus atzmai. This doesn't have to be any kind of a bitter galus. A person who's meshubed to work, who's meshubed even to a certain institution when it comes to learning and studying and so on, the mezgeres of a home, these are shibudim that, as pleasant as some of them might be, as unpleasant, as pleasant as some of them might be, the person is not b'shus atzmai. There are moments here and there, but to a large extent, there is something that's holding back the natural flow of who he is and what he would want to do and think and say and be and so on. It's obvious. The second galus, we began learning about at the end, was galus ha'odam tachas yad atzmai. Galus ha'odam tachas yad atzmai. The person there is an individual who life has allowed him, perhaps, to have more time for himself. Could be he's somebody who doesn't need that, need to work for somebody, need a panasa from outside, or whatever it might be. So you might have less shibudim from the outside, but he's meshabed himself. The way that he's meshabed himself is because even when it comes to ruchnius, decisions that a person makes of exactly how much he's going to learn, by when he's going to learn that, or if it's a matter of chesed, how and when, and so on. But in all of that, and even though this is all wonderful, the person has lost himself and his relationship panim b'panim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's gotten lost somehow. He doesn't really have himself. Mimela, if he doesn't have himself, he doesn't have a personal kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though he's doing lots of good things. And this is not to criticize a person. He's doing a lot of good things. But it's still a galus. On the bottom of page 115. Itim yizdaris ma'id b'tfiloso. Such a person might have to rush. I just mentioned this outside at the end of last week. Might have to rush by davening. L'hasmich ma'id eis siyuma el tchiloso ki olav l'malei es ha'yeyud ha'godl b'atfosa sefer ha'isik b'yik. The Yikras Shasat Tfila might be in a hurry to daven because he has to finish preparing the sefer that he's writing on the importance of davening. Otu Zikui Rab Milsa Zutrasa. Sof Kol Sof, he has this dream of being Mezakeh L'Rabim, of educating the masses, of helping people with a new sefer that's going to teach them the value of Tfila, how important Tfila is. But in order for him to put this sefer out on time and to get it into the printer, whatever, he himself is not davening l'fi himself. He's going according to the deadline that he's imposed upon himself. He has to make this deadline, and that affects his own davening. Mirov amol l'sharis es hamelech, because of all of the great effort that he's making to serve the king, ulahafik es ritzainai, and to carry out the will of the king of Hashem, olul shloi l'hashis leiv. He's running around his whole life doing things for the king. He's doing things for the king. He's a wonderful person. He's a wonderful Jew. He's running around doing for the king all the time. But because of that, he hasn't taken the time to actually think about the king. And he's doing all the time for the king. But he's not able to give his heart over. B'ahava u'b'yira l'melech. Sits in yeshiva all day. He gives a shir. He does this, he does that. Does mitzvahs, masam tovim. Raises wonderful Jewish children. Everything is good. and for everything he's rewarded, and to Gevaldik, and so on. But it's still a type of Golus. Hergeshem Ke'ela, in order to have feelings of Ahava and Yira, in order for a person to be able to experience a Dveikus Bashab, Darshem his Bainanus Bashalva, that requires a person being able to sit quietly and to be misbinding, to think. Ach ein itaisa biyada, but his time is not in his own hands. Kidei 116. He doesn't have such time. He's too busy carrying out the will of Hashem to have really a kesher with Hashem. Even though he believes with all of his heart that everything that he's doing, he's right. Everything that he's doing is kaidish, and everything that he's doing is somehow, in some way, connecting him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he doesn't feel the slightest connection. You can have a person go through the whole cycle of the Daf Yomi, 7 years of Mesiras Nefesh, 7 years of the Daf Yomi, and didn't have one thought of the Baruch Shalom in all 7 years. Could be such a thing. 7 years, they went through a whole Shas. Didn't have his binding to HaKadosh Baruch. Same thing, you could have a person who's running around doing all kinds of chesedim. He's misaskim and hatzala and chreis. What are the guys now? Have these tzaddikim that they go to fix your car, chaver. So this is a guy. When he walks into a room, there's so much noise from all of his tools and all of his inyanim and his beepers, and he's a tzaddik, and he's doing, he's saving lives, and he's helping all of Klal Yisrael. Still a galus. Not that he should stop doing that. I'm not talking about how he should arrange his schedule. But he's still in a galus. He doesn't live with the Bar Yadam. There's no shaychus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though he's accumulating tons of points, but he doesn't have a shaychus to the Bar Yishlam. A kashuv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He also basiyas in Yonah HaMelech. He's too busy doing the rotzen of the king. Marit Zayncheh Manu. So what do you want from him? I remember I was feeling years ago. I was in Yerushalayim. And I was by Yitish, by Vic Tzadik, and I was watching the Gabbai, and I felt bad for him. Of course, I shouldn't have been watching. I should be concentrating more on. But I felt bad because the Gabbai was every second like he had to watch to see who's coming in and to make sure that this one has a place, and to bring over for this one. Something, you know, to eat, and then the Rebbe, you know, the microphone, and there's so many different things going on. I was thinking, the poor guy, he must be doing this for, he's an old man, he must be doing this for 30, 40 years. He's able to hear a shmooze from the tzaddik. He's so busy. Every time the door, you know, he's looking to see, it could be this one, it could be that one, maybe it's a gevir, you know. It's, every second, He's in Golus, but his whole life he's a masur. He's given over to the tzaddik, and who knows what kind of schar he has in the other world. But in this world, he doesn't have a shaykhus. Might be what kind of a shaykhus is it? What's the kesher? Could be. I'm just saying. I just was watching that, and I was thinking, how does he? He's the only person in the room that's not enjoying this. There are hundreds of people there, and he has a big schus, but it's, I felt chaval. What does he have? He's busy doing the rotzen of the king, which is very, very chashiv. David HaMelech kaidim histalkusay min ha'olam. Before David HaMelech left the world, tziva es Shlomo beno. Now David HaMelech was a busy man, and he left over malchus to Shlomo HaMelech. Now you know that Yidden, they have a lot of inyanim, and even if you have a malchus, even if you forget about the Rebbe with hundreds of chassidim, even if you have a shtibel, the someone in Hamishpacha, he's through one of the children of one of the marriages, he's been a gabbai in a shtibel someplace for more than a yovel, and there are only like 11 old people left in this shtibel. But somebody who davens there was a good friend of my father said, you wouldn't believe how they make him crazy. the whole steeple, they're like 11 people. And And they're loving people that are already like not so much energy, you understand? And they're hacking with a million things in his, with the phone here, and how come this, and with the Aliyah, and with the, and they didn't put out the right kind of herring or something, and all kinds of, he said, you'd think that he's an executive, like of a big corporation. He's some, he's there in a shtibel, a few Jews. What he has over there, a malchus going on, it's unbelievable. So listen, so David Melech says to Shlomo Melech, before he was Nifter, Kar Omalai, Va'at Shlomo Bini, and now my son Shlomo, Da es Elokei Avicha, Va'avdeyu, Va'avadeyu, B'leiv Shalom, U'benefesh Chafetza. Know the God of your father, and serve him with a full heart, and with a benefesh and a longing soul. Ki kol levavos dorish Hashem, all hearts seek Hashem. And other Mefarshim say that Hashem is seeking everybody's heart. Mefarshim have two ways of learning. So, well, who's David Melech talking to? He's talking to Shlomo HaMelech. But Shlomo HaMelech was the biggest tzaddik in the world. And he said to him, V'ata Shlomo b'ni, da'as alakev ichav avadeh, b'lev Shlomo nefesh chveitza. You're going to be so busy. You're so busy serving Hashem. You're so busy serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Are you going to have the time? Are you going to take the time to stop and to know Him? To have a relationship with Him? So what we're learning here, again, this is all based upon the Sefer Magadayim from the Talmid Baal Shem. What we're learning here is that even when it comes to spirituality, to acts that are holy, there can be a galus. It could be galus. B'monas u'ma'akeves menacheves ha'amitis. If this act of holiness, if this mitzvah, if this whatever it is that this person is doing that's good, if this prevents the person from being free, be'emes free, menacheves amitis, which is what does it mean cheves amitis, true freedom, she is yachadus ha'odim im Hashem esbach, that a person should be able to be misyached with Hashem, b'machshava. With thoughts of the Dibra Elov and with words. The Hergeshe Halev with the feelings of the heart, with emotions, the Hisboinus with giving, with Hisboinus with meditation and thought. Kenema Shema Yisrael Hashem Akeno Hashem Achad. What does it mean? Shema, the simple pshat is, Hainu Hisboinen. Shema means think. Think. Bim Hisboinen. Kedim Rem Farshim. The Farshim explained Shema. It's not about hearing something physically. Shema. Listen. Listen. The Yisrael within yourself. Shema Yisrael. Hashem Okeinu. Hashem Echad. I saw from one of the tzaddikim that I can't say this over exactly the Lashon, but be'erach with the Lashon was, because the Lashon is so strong, I would be afraid to say Barabim without taking at least an hour to explain it, to try to explain it. But I'll give you a little bit of a be'erach of what the Lashon was. It's not exact. But the Mo'or V'Shemesh had a son who was called the Gitte Yid from Neistat. He was a big, big tzaddik. The Gitte Yid he was called. He was also Tilm all day long, and there are a lot of Nisim and a lot of stories about him. The Gitte Yid from Neistat. The Gitte Yid from Neistat had been by Rav Naftali Rapshitzer. And somebody asked him, he was asked, it was after Rav Naftali Rapshitzer was Nifter, and they asked the Gittayid, what did you see by Reb Naftali Rapshitzu? So Be'erach the Lashon was, he didn't care from and not from Tamei, Tahar, Mitzvahs, not Mitzvahs, but I'll tell you this, this is such a Lashon. But in him the Baruch Shalom had a good friend, an Ish Ne'eman, a loyal friend. That's what the Rav Shitzu was, a loyal friend of the Baruch Shalom. It was Be'erach like that. Now, what does it mean to say that he didn't care about Frum and not from Tamei and Torah? That's not what it means. The Rav Shitzu was the biggest tzaddik. He was a medaktik in every mitzvah, kechut asayra, every mitzvah. What the Gittayid was saying was that the inyan of Rav Naftali Rav Shitzu's Frumkeit, the inyan of Naftali Rav Shitzu's mitzvahs and his limud haTorah, didn't take away from him being a loyal and faithful friend of the Shechina. That's what he said. That in him the Shechina had an Ish Ne'eman, had a loyal friend, a close personal friend. The Gittayid wasn't saying, God forbid, that on the Tali Rav Shitzu wasn't Shechina mitzvahs, didn't care about Frum and not Frum, about Tamei and Torah. There's no such thing. You wouldn't say that even on a regular Juhu Shechina mitzvahs. These the from, not from, Tamei, Torah. What the Gittayid was saying is that wasn't the inyan. You're asking, what's the inyan of Rav Naftali Rav Shitzu? The inyan of Rav Naftali Rav Shitzu was not his frumkeit. That wasn't the inyan. He was very from. That wasn't the inyan. The inyan of Rav Naftali Rav Shitzu was, he was best friends with the Baruch Shalom. That's the inyan was. And one thing is that all of the frumkeit and all of the dikdukim and halacha and all of the unbelievable things that Naftali did in his life didn't take away from his being a close personal friend. Now you say, what does that talk? What are you supposed to add to being a close personal friend? I mean, it didn't take away. What kind of things? I mean, it didn't take away. Why would it take away? But it can take away. Not that we, God forbid, are supposed to stop being nice frum people. But the Baruch Shalom's plan was not that we should be running around all day serving him without being a close friend, without being close to him. That wasn't the plan. And that's something which seems very, very obvious, but it's lost on a large percentage of the firm world. That wasn't the plan. Just to run around doing things. To be able to be an Ish Ne'eman, to be Ne'eman the Shechina, to be loyal and faithful to the Shechina, to be a good friend of the Shechina, Kivyachal, despite all that Rav Naftali Rav Shitzu was Isaac in, is what the Gittayid was saying was a Pella, was a wonder by the Rebbe. It was a great wonder by him. Some of you read, I wrote a thing I brought down, I've said many times in shul, this thing from the Vedicheva. What happened when the B'ditcheva gathered everybody together? He wanted everybody to come to shul. He said it many, many times over the years. He wanted everybody to come to shul. They didn't know what was the inyan. It was a regular weekday, and he wanted everybody to come to shul in the middle of the week. He didn't know what it was. So the B'ditcheva got up, and he stood, and he went to the BM, and he gave a clap, and he said, Yidden, he said, don't forget that there's a Rabbi Yishol. There's really a Rabbi Yishol, really. He really, really is Rabbi Yishol. Who do you think he was talking to? You think that was Jewish outreach? You think that was NCSY, or Chabad, or was Eish HaTorah, Discovery Seminar? There were secular Jews he was talking to? There wasn't one secular Jew in the whole island there. He was talking to Haimish Erlich Jews that were doing mitzvah samaz and taivim every day and every minute of the day. But I'm going to tell you, but the B'ditcheva felt, B'ditcheva saw it in his fear. He saw it. That it was without a Kodesh Baruch. That it was going on and on like that. And that could be with shuckling, with closing your eyes, and with saying the words with Kavana also. But that, it's a hard thing to understand what that means. It all depends. If you're doing that because somebody else is doing it and you're imitating, or if you're doing that because it says in some sefer that that's what you're supposed to do, then that's also then that's also a frumkeit. Which by the word, by the way, that word frumkeit, by the Talmidei Rosh Hashanah was not looked up to frumkeit. Ehrlichkeit, they liked the word very much. Frumkeit, they weren't crazy about the word. By Rabbi Nachman Breslov, used to make fun of them. Frum, the frumer, he didn't go for that. What does that mean? Rabbi Nachman didn't want it to be Jews that are Orthodox? Of course he did. He was very Orthodox himself. So, he wasn't soivel frumkeit, didn't like frumkeit. No, you saw that bechlal by the Talmidei Rosh Hashanah that they didn't have a seven lamas. There were tzaddikim, the Rebbe Bunim, other tzaddikim used to make also fun, make chayzik when there was a frumah. I don't know how to translate that. It means an adikut. It means an attachment to all the halachas and all the mitzvahs, but with something missing.
Li regesh.
Something missing in the kesher. With all the diukim and all the digdukim and everything, you know, aduk, strong, but chaser.
Limits.
Yeah, right, missing that. That's when you see in the Sfarim sometimes where you see that they made fun of frumkeit. You had there mice like this in Kotsk. Oh, the chlam shischa in Kotsk. There was a frumer. What they would do to him, they would tear him to pieces. They didn't have savonis for it. What do you mean, afrum? It meant without the neshama. So Dovid Melech tells Shlomo Melech before Dovid Melech is nifty, he says to Shlomo Melech, he says, you can be a very, very busy person. I'm giving you over the Malchus. And he says to him, Da'as ala ke'avicha. Da'as ala ke'avicha, v'avadei, v'leiv shalom b'nefesh chafeitzi, kol avavaz da'ish Hashem, kol avavaz da'ish Hashem. It's not just that you're going to be in charge of the whole Jewish world. You have to have time for Da'as HaLakeviicha. That's what he's explained. Yehudi Sipir Pam Ba'ez Ne'Rabbah. Rabbi. He says there's a Jew that whispered into his Rebbe's ear, Ki Baruch Hashem Siyem L'Hasi Yis Yilada, that he was Baruch Hashem, he was able to finally marry off all of his children. He's finished, he married all of his kids. Now he's trying to get the money together to begin to get ready to help to pay for the grandchildren's weddings. To help to pay for that. The Rebbe answered him. I thought that when you were telling me that you already married off all the kids, that you finished with Golas. And now you're going to be free. To do something for your neshama. You're not young anymore. I thought you'd be able to do something, to have something. Now you go from the Golas, one Golas, you're going to another Golas. But what's with you? What's with your neshama? What's with you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So this is a Golas of the person Tachas Yad Atzmai. Ach kosha mikulon. Gimel. He golos ha'odam tachas v'tzenoisev ha'toivim b'avadis Hashem Shabbat. Now this is the next level. And this is the most difficult and the trickiest. He's talking to good people. The golos of a person in his v'tzenis, in his good v'tzenis, in avadis Hashem. Hainu, says Zochaloi b'shoa v'yoyse shabo eina tachas shlita sachayim. So he has an hour plus. He has time when he's not under anybody else's control. There's no boss telling him what to do. There's no responsibilities to take care of this with a family, the kid. He is quiet. He has some time. V'yesh b'yodolis yachayid em Hashem esbaruch b'roichav leiv omisinus. He has the ability to spend time with Kadosh Baruch Hu b'roichav leiv, with an expansive heart, umesinus, and patiently, and with time, he has time. V'kiflayim zocha gam zocha, l'stachra mitachasi de'atzmai. And he, even more so, he was zoicha. He has the time, and he was zoicha to be free mitachas yidei atzmai from under his own galus. Levilti yidnoli oz asir ruchanis. He doesn't have to spend that hour that he has, that he doesn't have to spend it running around. There's an hour in the day he doesn't have to even run around doing this mitzvah, doing that mitzvah. Or he has time. He's quiet. He's not meshugad, not in gashmias and not in ruchnias. He's not meshubit even to a ruchnis dika avoida that he has to tend to at that time. He has time to put aside. Ainam avakish kim lavit as kainai belief tahar. He's reached a point in his life where all he wants to do is to serve Hashem with a pure heart. That's all. Kim lavit as kainai belief tahar v'ruach nachan, just to serve Hashem. And people like us could also have moments like that. It doesn't mean that you're either an Alev Beis or Gimel. There are times in life like this. Kim lavet is kind of a leif tar of a ruach nacham. U'machem is hayoyse ben chayrin. And because he's completely free, yesh lo hev sharos lagil kach bez Hashem. He has the time and the ability to get to that. To serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Leif tar of a ruach nacham. With a pure heart to serve Hashem. To connect Hashem. But a new galus, just now, just at this point when things are quiet, a new galus has jumped upon him. His good ritzinus. Listen, he explains. The kevelos meicher libo ba'azike shav. His mind and his heart become chained. Imprisoned. Zukosha Mekula. This is the most difficult. Because the person thinks that this is called Avodas Hashem. The Zois Yikari Shema Yisrael. This is called the Shema Yisrael. Because it's Tsar Hamayach Vidal Halev. Al Hedra Advekis Vehisalis. And even though the person's mind and his heart might be empty of any real Dvekis Hashem, and any real aliyah in Avodas Hashem, in a mala al daitai, it doesn't even enter his mind. Shanakuda tmuna be'etzem halim b'gufay. That in his very learning, in the way that he spends his time, then there needs to be a change. There's an important diktuk he brings down in the teaching of Chazal. The Gemara says, if a person sees that the suffering that's coming upon him, Yefashish v'maisev, he should check through and inspect all of his actions to try to understand why is he suffering. Pishmish v'loy matza, so he inspects, we're talking about a chash of a person, right? He inspects all of his actions, v'loy matza. He didn't find anything that's wrong, that's aveirus, whatever. So then the Gemara says, Yisl b'bitl Torah. Then it must be the Mestamitz b'bitl Torah. Because he checks through everything, and everything seems to be okay. So why would he be having such yisurim? Why would he be suffering? It must be because of b'bitl Torah. So the Mefarshim ask, V'l'chay reheim loike b'bitl Torah, if he has a problem with b'bitl Torah, k'vagilozayis kasha pishmish ma'asav, then he would have found that when he was inspecting his schedule. In other words, he was looking over his schedule of the day. It says, Pish b'shvilei matzah. He checked, he looked into his life. We're talking about a good guy. He checked the loy matzah. And he didn't find anything wrong. So therefore, you didn't find anything. Ah, mistamitz, the reason that you're suffering is because of bittul Torah, because you're not learning all that you could. Bittul Torah. So what do you mean? He checked his life. And if there would have been a problem with Bittul Torah, that would have come up. That would have come up as a result of this cheshbon. My v'lei matzah. So what does it mean, v'lei matzah? He didn't find anything. So the Svarim say, Ela shalei hela al daitai lefashvish b'teirasai atzma. b'terosai atzma. He never thought of checking, inspecting the actual Torah that he's learning. He knows that from he spends every day learning this amount of time, which is the most he can learn. Because he has to eat and sleep and whatever he has to do. So he has whatever it is. Let's say he has 10 hours a day that he's learning. So now, and there's some problem in his life, so it says he fashions from Muslim. So he looks over his schedule and he says, well, right away he knows 10 hours of learning. At least I'm safe. That's fine. So the Svarim say, he didn't dream that the problem might be in the actual Torah itself. What's he thinking about when he's learning? Now, he checked his Torah learning. We're not talking about a guy that's sitting in a chair and staring out into space. And he put in 10 hours of learning. He's not wasting time. He's not hanging out by the coffee machine or with a cell phone. He's learning. He's still there for 10 hours. 10 hours learning. So then again we have the question. What's Pishpish Leimotza? What didn't he find? So the Svarim say, Leimotza is he didn't find the Bari Olam in all of that. He didn't find HaKadosh Baruch in all of that. Amr l'chazal sh'yigash l'terosi v'fashvash. Rather than say, Pishpish Leimotza, he's l'bit the Torah. He should go back and look at what is the Torah, what's this Torah making of him? He learns 10 hours a day. Is it bringing him close to the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Is he Zorich L'Dvarim Harbe? Like we learned, Lein Meter L'Shmo, Zorich L'Dvarim Harbe. Is that Dveikus, a Shaychus, a Kesher? Some of you might remember there was a Maisa, I'm just going to tell you the abridged version of it. But there was a Maisa with Rabbi Yitzhak Vorka, Schussi Galeinu. There was a big, big, big Talmud Chacham that he heard about Yitzhak Vorka and he wanted to go to see what's in Vorka by Yitzhak Vorka. And he was a well-known person, a big Talmud Chacham. He learned also Kabbalah and he was a big Talmud Chacham. And without going into the problem, because I don't want to take time, if it's a little bit of a long story, but not only did Rabbi Yitzhak Vorka not show him the slightest bit of interest or connection, but when he came to Rabbi Yitzhak Vorka for a bracha, and Rabbi Yitzhak Vorka asked him, he would say what he's learning this evening, what he did, and Rabbi Yitzhak Vorka said a lashon of zilzal like. Do you think you have anything? It was mezazel. And the Yid didn't understand the Talmud Chacham. And finally the end is that he came to Rabbi Yitzhak Vorka before he was leaving. And he didn't understand that he was very brokenhearted. And he came over to Rabbi Yitzhak Vorka and he says, Rabbi, what is it that I did that? And the Rebbe kept on saying to him, why don't you try something like that? Why don't you try to be a Yid? And he says to him, very strong Lashonis. And Rabbi Yitzhak Vorka opened up his heart to him and opened up this Yid's heart. And he said, it says in Pasuk, in Yisalser Ish B'Mistarim V'Anila Erenun Le'um Hashem. It says in Pasuk, even if a person hides in the darkest hiding place, V'Anila Erenun, you think I don't see him? No, Hashem. Hashem says, you think I don't see him? So Yitzhak Vorka said, but there's a different way to learn the pasuk. In Yisoser Ish B'Mistarim, you could have a Jew that he's sitting in the corner of his house, and he's learning, and no one sees him learning, and he's going through the whole Shas and the whole Zoya College in Kisveri, and he goes into the forest and he davens the chais. In Yisoser Ish B'Mistarim, Va'ani, and it's all about the person himself. Va'ani, then Lo Yarenu. Hashem says, I have nothing to do with him. I'm not interested in him. Lo Yarenu, Ne'um Hashem. In Yisosa Ishmael Mistarn Va'ani. And the Yisid broke down, he was crying, and the Yitzhak gave him a whole tikkun. He's learning Torah his whole life. Not that he was learning, he was learning Torah b'mistarim. He was sitting and learning Yom HaVelayla, but it was Va'ani. It was for him. Somehow it was for him. And Hashem says about that in Yisosa Ishmael Mistarn Va'ani. And Hashem says, Lo Yavanu. I don't take note of such a thing. I don't see such a thing. Hashem says that doesn't count by me. Va'ani. Lo Yavanu Hashem. So a person can be, the Gemara says, Yefashish Ramasiv, he wasn't Mefashish in his Torah. He wasn't Mefashish in his mitzvahs and his Masim Toivim. Maybe his mitzvahs and his Masim Toivim was all about Va'ani. It was about Va'ani. We should understand, we have to make, and this needs to be very, very clear, that in our matzav, in our madrega, kulei hai we should be zoche to do mitzvahs. And nowadays, Rabbi Yitzchak Vurka wouldn't say that to people. You understand? He would just give a pat on the cheek and say, oh, you're a big tzaddik, you're a good boy. He wouldn't say that now to us. Because now, for a Jew to be able to learn a little bit and to daven a little bit is a big chiddush. Like we were talking about from Kedushas Levi by Shalosh Shuvah. It's a very, very big chiddush. It's a very unusual thing in the world now that there's still Jews that want to learn and daven. Everything's the Fidei Madrega of the generation. And we're beholding. But this is a galus. 117. There's a word that's very popular now. This word you find a lot in the Musa Svarim, especially the later Musa Svarim, the more recent Musa Svarim. You very, very rarely will see this word, and it's used usually in different contexts in the Chassidus Svarim. And it's a nice word, and we use it in a good context. She'ifas. Page 117. She'ifas. I guess the best translation of that would be aspirations. A she'ifa means to aspire to something. So he says now a very shocking thing. There might be some girls here from She'ifa, so I don't, we should be insulted, Chas v'Shalom. But he says, Zeh Hashem HaMekubel L'Golazu. This is another name for a different type of galus, She'ifas. She'ifa is also a galus. Kamur ulai galus toivehi. B'de'ever l'shonim b'siyoma. Certainly, it's a good galus, especially for the younger years. It's important. Shifa means to aspire to accomplish certain things and to set out a goal and so on. For sure. Goal is toive b'de'evid l'shonim b'siyomas for certain years. Achmat teshes is hanefesh. But over the long term, over a period, long period, it weakens the soul. Now I'm just going to have to explain this. It weakens the soul. Umachikam in ha'ikr. And it could take a person away from the ikr of Avodas Hashem. B'shonim shekvar ein batzorach, when it comes to a time in his life, we no longer need the Shifa. Shifas are very, very important and they're very needed. Especially, again, when someone's younger, or if someone's just starting off in their Avodas Hashem, certainly there needs to be Shifas. In Belimud, when it comes to learning, L'sayim Mesechta, you have to give people the excitement that they're going to finish a Mesechta. You have to give an incentive, and he has to have a she'ifa. A she'ifa. I was just reading a beautiful ma'aseh. There was a Nosson Svi Finkel Zechasag Levracha, that there was a yid that was talking to him, and this fellow was already over 70 years old, and he was talking. He was older than Nosson Svi. He was talking to Nosson Svi about how it's chaval, you know. He doesn't know how much time he has left and what he's going to learn. So Rav Nosson Svi said, why don't you start to learn Shas? Not Daf Yomi. Start to learn Shas, be in. So to learn Shas, you know, He said, that's going to take me, I don't know, it'll be 95, it'll be 100. So how could I, and I'm not strong now, how could I just start now to learn Shas B'Yin? So it says that Nosson Svi, you know, he was very, very sick. I think everybody knows that, how sick he was. He was so sick. So Nosson Svi stood up, and he said, you think I feel good? You think it's easy for me? So he said to him, he says, so that's not your Indian, how many years God gives you. Get started. And it lit a fire in this Yid. It lit a fire in the Yid, and it says there in the book that as of the time the book was printed, that this Yid is on his way. He's on his way. Hashem should give him long years. He's on his way. A Sheifa. What's more precious than that? Because this person was in a place without dreaming, without hoping. For that, it's a big thing. For sure. Sheifas. So, in Belim would lesai mesachta sugya plainis to finish up the mesachta or to finish up the sugya. Lahaspik commas to cover a certain amount of ground. Liskadim besefer to make progress in a sefer. Lahatsliach, that's the big word. Lahatsliach, to be successful. Ligdol, and to become greater. I mean, these are all positive, good things. And a person who, especially if a person is very far from Lishma, if he doesn't have these words, he's not going to do anything. He has to have sheifas. And big mechanchim, like Rav Nosson Svi, know how to use the dynamics of sheifas to bring out from people, to bring out from them big, big kaiches. Imit fila, lahatsliach lehisrakes lukavim. What's a mutzlach dike davening? When were you matzliach in davening? If you're able to go through that tefillah with kavana, to concentrate on kavana, lihagia lehergeishim shehislavus. When's the hatzlacha in ruchnius? When you're able to reach a goal of having more emotions in your avodas Hashem, or shtapchas nefesh, to be able to pour out your heart. In mechelke asay toiv, in the world of asay toiv, of positive things, shalavet Hashem's baruch, lahatzliach leshapem ida, to be successful in improving one of your midas. Lafik min hakoyach el hapoyel avoydes uvezu, to carry out lemaisa certain avoydes and avoydes Hashem. Lahatzliach liklait es yidias Hashem esbaruch pnima al chedri alev, to be successful in absorbing more awareness of God into your heart. That's all na'aseh tov. In mechelek shumei ra, when it comes to staying away from bad things, lahatzliach, to be successful, lehipotem mitir de mesiemes, to be matzliach, to be rid of a certain thing that's getting in the way of your growing, to be able to get rid of that thing. Lahafsik kvar lizbol minitiyah mida shaloi toiva, to finally be over a bad nitiyah, a bad mida, to be done with it, to be rid of it. Lahatzliach lotzis mazat, to be matzliach, to get out of that. This hatzloche is all the way that we measure whether our sheifas worked, whether the sheifa worked. And we're able to have sheifas because the sheifas are geared towards delighting and enjoying the hatzloche that one anticipates will be at the end of the journey, will be at the end of the road. Very, very choshev. Hushloch Oyved Hashem Esbaruch al Mesima Gedola. This person who's a big Oyved Hashem has undertaken a big project. Project means a big project. His life is a project. His davening is a project. His Tikkun HaMidah is a project. His learning is a project. And he can write up before the project a proposal of how long he anticipates this should take till he reaches so and so. Again, this is better than anything else in the world, you understand. This is better than any other project in the world. But it's still a project. Lahamid is atzmai ba'ofen hamushlam. Here we go. Va'ani. Va'ani. To be able to establish himself ba'ofen hamushlam b'yoseh in the best way. To be the best I could be. Al pi Torah avodas Hashem esbarach. In Torah avodas Hashem. mibli meisiv, without paying attention. Hafach es shleimusa shaloi, that he has taken this goal of shleimus, and he has made this shleimus himself, va'ani, lematoros avadoso, to the objective of his serving God, his shleimus. Which again is what you see a lot in the Musa's form. But he's made that the objective of his avodas Hashem. And on this playing field, he's working. He gave Vyaza and Kates with perspiration and hard work and Kates. Al Kach Simchas Chayiv. And the joy of his life is what? Imachain Zarchel Hagia. If he's Zarchel to reach the goal. Kloimer. Which is what? Lahatsliach. Lahatsliach to be successful. Eschut asayra, ashe higdila atzma katzlocha. If he's successful in reaching that way, that very thin, that very, very fine hagdara that he made for himself of how his personal hatzlocha can be achieved. Each person with his project. Uba'ovdan chutzah. And if the project doesn't work out, Yira es kishloina v'cheskes chayev, he will see himself as a failure, and his whole life is dark. El shekan nish elos ha-she'el ha-gedoyla. Here is the big question. Ati etzlachta or nechshalta? Ach hechen Hashem esboch bo'ilomcha. Is the big question, were you matzliach or did you fail? Was the big question, Heichan Hashem is Baruch, where's the Baruch Shalom in your life? The Brisker was walking, and it was early in the morning, and there was a Yid that was running. It turns out that there was a certain Indian that a certain mitzvah that the Brisker needed help with, somebody to help to take care of somebody. I don't know, there was something with an almana so that needed some help. And the Biskrov needed some help. And this Yid was running, and the Biskrov stopped him, and the guy was very nervous to stop. And the Biskrov said, maybe do come, we'll have to do something for this almana or something. So the Yid said to him, Rebbe and Shuldik, there are a lot of Jews around here. I haven't missed Vesikin in 30 years. I haven't missed davening Vesikin. Vesikin, wherever he was going, the coast, wherever. I haven't missed in 30 years. So he was running. He says, there are other people here. I have. Biskov said to him, what do you think? This is a business, Yiddishkeit? That's what he said to him. This is a business? That's what he said to him. This is a business? Your business, you know, your stock, you're invested in what? In Vesikin. And for this minute, I ask you to help with this Alman, and you're in the business of Yiddishkeit. You're one of God's little elves. So your thing is Vesikin, and I'm asking you right now to help me with this Indian. What's a business? For now, this is the Indian, is to help with this Alman. That's what came your way. That's how it came down from Shemayim, such a thing. So Indian, you never missed a Vesikin. So you don't think the Biskarov cared about Vesikin? You don't think he cared about Halacha? There was no bigger Yerushalayim in the world than the Biskarov. It was his way of saying that he's not saival this kind of frumkeit. Because this kind of frumkeit was, you have a scorecard, 30 years of Vesikin. You don't want to break your record. You got 30 years of Vesikin, that's a record. You want to be in the top 500, Guinness World Book of Vesikin makers. And you don't want to lose that. You got that, it's in the record. And you plan to come, what, when you're 120? You got Yitzhatl? You got unbroken, 50 years, whatever it was, Vesikin, show me to the Heichel of Mashiach Tzekein. The Biskov said to him, what's the business by you? Vesikin, not Vesikin. So he said, if you don't believe me, I can show you inside. He said, it was even a stronger lesson. I just don't remember exactly what he said. Business is this, what this is, making business with the Baruch Shalom. With Yiddishkeit, with his tire, you're making business. I asked you to come. There's Alman. You tell me about your record with Vesikin. You never missed Vesikin. The Biskov wasn't disqualified from it at all. It's in Yisrael Se'ish Mimistarim Va'ani. Hashem says, Lo Yarenu. I don't look at such things. I don't look at such things. The Baruch Shalom says, Kol Levav is Darish Hashem. Kol Levav is Darish Hashem. Where's the Baruch Shalom in all of that? You can forget the Baruch Shalom of that. Achech Hashem is Baruch Shalom. Where's the Kodesh Baruch? You ask this person, where's the Kodesh Baruch? You're Matzliach and I'm Matzliach in your project. Where's the Kodesh Baruch in your whole big project? Okay, Mitzvah will continue next week.